A very good evening on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Moed Katan Daf Hey, Moed Katan 5A. Pagination is 9. In the wide line, 4 lines down, towards the end of a line at the 2 dots, Mitzainen Es HaKivaros. One of the endeavors that the Tzibur engages in is to mark the graves. And this is done so that people who are trying to maintain Taira purity, particularly regarding Truma and Kodshim, holy foods, should not come in contact with the grave. It should be marked so that they know to stay clear of it. Omer Rab Shimon ben Pazi said, Remez Letzion Kivaros min HaTorah Minayin. How do you know from the Torah a hint, an allusion, how do you know a source that Kivaros graves are supposed to be marked, a source from the Torah? Talmud Lomar. So he brought a proof from a pasuk in Yechezkel. V'ra etzem Adam, in the aftermath of the war of Gog Magog. So we're told that they'll see a bone, uva etzlo tziyun, and they will build a marker by it to mark off that it is indeed a bone of a person that would conduct tuma. Omar Ravina l'Ravashi, Ravina asked, Hamakama delesa Yecheskel man Omar. The earliest source you could come up with is Yechezkel. Before Yechezkel, they didn't know that you have to mark graves. Uletaimech, the Gemara counters, Hada Omer Avchista, we have other things from Yechezkel. Dava Zemeteros, Moshe Rabbeinu lo lamadnu, v'diva Yechezkel, v'buzi lamadnu. We have something that's first recorded in the book of Yechezkel, the prophet. That a person who did not have Mila, circumcision, is not allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi points out that we're talking about a person whose brothers died as a result of circumcision. Perhaps, at least in some contexts, we refer to this condition as the hemophiliac situation where the clotting doesn't happen properly. So when it came to this child, they were absolved of doing Mila because it was a life endangerment. They didn't know what was going on. The first two children died from it. But such a child, when he grows up, if he's a Kohen, is not allowed to do the service in the Beis HaMikdash. He's considered Orel, uncircumcised. Even though he's permitted to do that, but he's not allowed to do the avoda. Mikama delesa Yechezkel man Omar. Where did the halacha come from before Yechezkel? Ela gemora gemirila. But for sure, we recognize it was a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. It was part of the body of Torah from Moshe as a tradition, but it was not recorded in the text. Va'asa Yechezkel va'asmucha akra, and Yechezkel recorded it as a pasuk, and that's why when you ask me for remez, a hint in Jewish scripture for this halacha, I source it in Yechezkel as far as Jewish scripture goes. But no one was denying that it was part of the original body of Torah, that it is the Oraisa, and that Yechezkel did not invented. Hachanami Gemara Gemiri Levasa Yechezkel Vasmucha Akra. You asked me for a pasuk in Jewish scripture, so I gave you a pasuk. So that's the first source, the first remez, hint, for building a monument to mark off the grave. Now, just to back up over here, of course, monuments, when we approach them in contemporary times, we're thinking of a monument to mark off the grave to honor the deceased, that people shouldn't trample on it, that people should know the location, that you have the opportunity to summarize the person's greatness, etc. But our Gemara is referring to the concept of public service. that there's a dead person and we want to mark it for issues of purity. And of course, depending on the topic you're talking about, both concepts are true. But this is the public service that we're talking about that they worked on and were allowed to work on during Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Avohu Omar Mehocha. Rabbi Avohu said another source. Pasuk says, V'tamei tamei yikra. By a mitzora, he should call out that he's tamei. And the Gemara works on this pasuk and says, Tuma korelo ve'omeres lo perosh. The word tamei of yikra is telling you that the Tuma should call out and let people know that it is tamei, so that people should stay away. V'chin omer Rabbi Uziel, Barbrei de Rabbi Uziel, Rabo Tuma korelo ve'omeres lo perosh. That's how a different scholar learnt as well, that the Tuma, the impurity, is calling out so that people should stay away. Asks the Gemara, there's a very different lesson that is learnt, a famous lesson from this pasuk. V'ilohachi huda asa homi boile. We need it for a different reason. L'chadetanya, as we learnt. V'tamei tamei yikra. What does it mean to call out that you're tamei? Tzorech lehodia tzairo lirabim. The mitzora should let his pain be known to the public. V'rabim mevakshem alav rachamim, so that many can pray for him, for his cure, for his atonement, so that he should be pulled out of this terrible situation that he's in, being a mitzora and banished from the camp. So we have a very different angle in terms of tamei tamei yikra. You're telling me that the impurity should call out so people should stay away, and the other lesson that we were familiar with was that he should call out to people so that they should pray for him, they should care about him, they should be engaged in his plight. And the Gemara says they're both true. Imkein lichta v'tamei yikra mai v'tamei tamei. Why does it say the word tamei twice? Shemat minatarti. It's teaching us both lessons. Abaye Omar. Abaye gives a third approach. V'lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. In front of a blind person, you shouldn't put a stumbling block. And we understand this is talking about not just a physically blind person, you shouldn't put a stumbling block, but a proverbially blind person who's not aware of the ramifications of the situation, and you trick them. You shouldn't put a stumbling block in front of such a person. So over here, if you're aware of the mark of the grave, don't keep it to yourself. You have to mark it off so that somebody else who's not as proficient, who's not aware, who's not local, encounters this obstacle to remaining tahar, he should be alerted before he goes bad. There are other sources that are mentioned. I'd like to skip down to four lines from the bottom. Ravina, last word on the line, is the one who's speaking over here. And he quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, chapter 50. Where the pasuk says, "V'som derech," and a person who calculates his ways, he intentionally allocates his time, his resources, his path in life. He's a som derech. He places his way intentionally in the proper way. Arenu b'yesha elokim, I will show him in the salvation of Hashem, good things will happen to him. And that's how Ravina understands the importance of marking the graves, because that is an act of som derech, of placing the way, of guiding people where they should go and where they should not go. The Gemara continues with a beautiful lesson that's perhaps off topic of the Tziyun Kvarim, marking the graves, but is a lesson that's learned from this pasuk that we just quoted. So again, Ravina uses the pasuk v'sam derech ha'arenu b'yesh elokim, that a person guides the way, places the way, marks the way, he'll be zoche, he'll merit the salvation. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi uses the same pasuk for a different lesson. He learns, kol hasham or chosav, a person who evaluates his pathways, zoche v'roa b'shuasa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will merit to see the salvation. Shenema v'som derech, a person who places his way, al tikri v'som ela v'som derech. Don't read it one who places his way, but rather one who evaluates his way. He calculates things. He thinks things through. Arenu b'yesh Elokim, he will merit salvation. Which brings us to a little story. Rabbi Yanai Avaleahu Talmida, Rabbi Yanai had a certain student, d'chol yom avamakshile, he would ask all kinds of questions all the time. B'shabata d'rigla lo avamakshile, but on the Shabbos before the holiday, when the public of the community were there, he wouldn't ask any questions. Kari ale, Rabbi Yanai said about him, praising him, v'shom derech arenu b'yesha elokim, a person who evaluates, who thinks, when should he act in one way, when should he act in the other way, he should merit the salvation of Hashem. And he was praising the student who understood that when it was just the Talmidim, the students of the yeshiva, so you could heckle the rabbi, because it's all among the inner circle. And that's fine. And if it would turn out that the Rebbe wouldn't have an answer to a certain question, that's part of the learning process. He'll come back tomorrow and he'll give an answer. He'll say shir on why it's so difficult. But when you're in front of the public before the holiday and the rabbi has to know all the answers, or at least has to give that impression that he's in control and he knows, so then you don't embarrass him, or you don't risk embarrassing him. You don't start heckling him with questions. And this student understood that and acted with tact. And Rabbi Yanai praised him for it. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.